Lesson 20, Bringing Forth, Part 2. In this lesson, we're continuing with Mishnah Tet Vav, the 15th Mishnah of Pirkei Avot in Perek Aleph, Chapter 1. To review, Mishnah 15 is an aphorism by the great Rabbi Shammai. Shammai was first introduced along with Hillel in Mishnah 12. Let's review this 15th Mishnah that we started last week. Shammai Omer, Shammai said, Aseh Toratcha Keva, make your Torah into form. Emor me'at ve'aseh harbe, say little and do much. Ve'have mikabel et kol ha'adam besever panim yafot, and receive everyone with a cheerful face. Last time we looked at the first line, Aseh Toratcha Keva, make your Torah into form, and we talked about it on two different levels. The first level was its plain meaning, an encouragement to make your Torah learning into a regular habit, and I invited you to recommit to your own learning practice, which could be, for example, listening to these weekly lessons. The second level was about giving form to your own Torah, meaning bringing your own gifts from potential into actuality. Meditation is a key part of this because it opens your creativity and helps you to connect with the forms that want to be born into this world through you. Now let's look at the next line. Emor me'at ve'aseh harbe, say little and do much. This too has a plain meaning. Many of us know people who love to talk, and who might talk more than others really want to listen. So the first part, emor me'at, is saying, be sensitive to those around you. Don't take up a disproportionate amount of space with your words. The second part, ve'aseh harbe, do much, is telling us that our actions are far more valuable than our words. I don't take this to mean that you should run around busily doing things all the time. Being still, being present, are also actions as opposed to words. This line also sheds more light on the first line that we studied last week, Aseh Toratcha Keva, make your Torah into form. Why? Because Torah, in the ordinary sense, is composed of words. So when we see the first line in relation to the second line, the instruction to make your Torah into form takes on yet another meaning, that your understanding of spiritual wisdom shouldn't remain on the level of concepts and words in your head, but should manifest as action. In this light, the second line, say little and do much, means don't just talk about spirituality, let your actions embody it. But how do you do that? That brings us to an even deeper level of the second line. On this level, emor me'at, say little, doesn't refer merely to verbal speech, but also to mental speech. In other words, don't get caught up in the narratives that your mind constantly churns out. The talk of the mind is usually far more than necessary, so notice its chatter, but don't empower it. This way, your mind will become more and more still, like a deep well. Ve'aseh harbe, and do much. On this level, do much doesn't mean to do lots and lots of different things, it means to keep much awareness in whatever you are doing. Embody your awareness in your heart, in your limbs, in your feelings, in your words, and even in your thoughts. This is the basic activity of meditation, as well as keeping yourself present in all moments, to be mindful of everything within your field of awareness. This is also related to the IJM practice of awakening the three centers. When you put your hand on your belly and chant Na'aseh, which means we will do, that's a different form of the same word in Aseh Harbe, do much. So in this chant, let's combine the phrase emor me'at va'aseh harbe, say little and do much, with awakening the three centers, and the words lecha na'aseh v'nishma. Here are the words. Emor means say. Say emor. Me'at means little. Say me'at. Aseh means do. Same as na'aseh, which means we will do. Say aseh. Harbe means much or a lot. Say harbe. Here's the melody. We'll sing these words, then sing Lecha na'aseh v'nishma from the awakening practice. It begins like this. Emor me'at ve'aseh harbe. Let's try that. Emor me'at ve'aseh harbe. Then lecha goes. Lecha, lecha, na'aseh v'nishma. Let's try that. Lecha, lecha, na'aseh v'nishma. Now let's add some movement. When you sing emor me'at, say little, bring your hands over your heart in prayer pose. Bring yourself into your heart, letting your mind be silent as you chant emor me'at, say little, like this. Emor me'at. Now bring your hands down to hug your belly and chant ve'aseh, which means do. Feel your awareness embodied in your physical form. Let's chant ve'aseh. Ve'aseh. Now lift your hands up in front of your face, lifting your palms upward, receiving the openness above and all around, and chant harbe, like this. Harbe. Chant together. Harbe. Now let's put it all together. Hands in prayer pose over your heart. Emor me'at. Hug your belly. Ve'aseh. Lift your hands in front of your face, palms upward. Harbe. And now the other words, hands in prayer pose over your heart. Lecha, lecha. And hug your belly. Na'aseh. Lift your hands up, palms upward. V'nishma. Prayer pose. Emor me'at. Hug your belly. Ve'aseh. Lift your hands. Harbe. Prayer pose of your heart. Lecha, lecha. Hug your belly. Na'aseh. Lift your hands. V'nishma. So let's take a moment to prepare for meditation, finding a comfortable but alert position, relaxing any excess muscle tension, and taking a few nice deep breaths, bringing awareness into your body and relaxing. And let's chant together with the movements, prayer pose of the heart, then hugging the belly and then lifting the hands. Here we go. Emor me'at ve'aseh harbe. Lecha, lecha, na'aseh v'nishma. Emor me'at ve'aseh harbe. Lecha, lecha, na'aseh v'nishma. Emor me'at ve'aseh harbeh lecha lecha na'aseh ve'nishma emor me'at ve'aseh harbeh lecha lecha na'aseh ve'nishma emor me'at ve'aseh harbeh lecha lecha na'aseh ve'nishma. And relaxing your hands, repeating in your mind the phrase, it is now, you are the divine Atahu. Atahu, 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 Atahu. And take a nice deep breath. Moving your body. Coming from stillness back into movement. With awakening the three centers, bringing your hand to your heart. Chanting Lecha. Lecha. And hand down to your belly, letting your awareness fill your belly, expanding out into your whole body, chanting Na'ase. Na'ase. And bring your hand up, touching your fingers to your forehead, chanting Vinishma. Vinishma. And kiss your fingers. And as you come back into the activity of your life, remembering this kavana to stay connected to your heart, allowing your mind to be silent and depthful, and your awareness in your body, in your deeds, in your feelings, in your words, and aware of your thoughts. And now gratitude for the lineage and the teachings. Al Yisrael, Val Rabbanan, Val Tamidehon, Val Tamideh, Tamidehon. Upon Israel and upon the teachers and their students and all the students of their students. Ve'al kol man de'askin boraita, diva atra hadein, ve'diva chol atar, ve'atar. And upon all who engage in the learning of the sacred wisdom, here or anywhere else. Yehe lechon elechon shlama rabba chine vechista varachamin vechayin arichin umezone reviche ofarkana min kadam avahundivi shamaya va'ara. May they and you have abundant peace, grace, kindness, compassion, long life, ample nourishment on all levels, and salvation from all dangers from before the one reality that fills heaven and earth. Vimru. Amen.